Change makers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I'm super excited to be one back and two sharing with you in this episode 30 lessons at 30. I'm actually recording this right now, about a week and a bit out of my birthday. For those of you that follow me on social, you know that on my birthday, we were not only in Portugal with a few close friends, but I also jumped out of a plane, obviously with a professional with me tied to my back, and he had multiple parachutes with him. And you guys could go see that at the Jay Wong on Instagram. And I know tons of you follow me within stories over there, so you probably know what we've been up to. And I'm going to be making the next episode right after this one, but probably be published a touch later, explaining and going through why we've been missing in action over the last 3 months. But to really dive into this episode, I thought, you know, not only did we have the written text, and I'm not exactly, I guess we're going to post it on probably our blog at theinnerchangemaker.com and maybe some other places as well, but I obviously wrote all these lessons out. I actually wrote it out when I was sitting on a bus. We were, for those of you that have gone to Portugal or going to Portugal, one thing I recommend going is doing a day trip to a part of Portugal called Sintra. And I can attach some, you know, or you can just look up some good photos of Sintra. And we were there in the morning, and part of going there is you got to take a train. It's about 40 minutes or so. And I was on that train. And it just happened to be just one of those, like, you know, kind of early morning. And I knew that I wanted to do this post. I was trying to do this post actually before my birthday because I knew it was going to kind of be crazy. Nonetheless, didn't really have, you know, the time and the bandwidth to attack this post and give it the proper love and the attention that I wanted to. And so I kind of wrote this, the first version of that, while I was on the train going to Sintra. And it's been on my phone. It's something I've revised over and over again. And before we dive in, I just want to be able to say, look, in my time, in the last few years of not just running this show, but especially the last little while of advising and helping so many different thought leaders launch their shows, you know, I've gotten, you know, access to not only some amazing business leaders and what's going on in their kind of portfolio and their back end, but I've also gotten an immense background and knowledge, especially if you've been following the show. You know, the type of guests that we've had on, not just New York bestsellers, not just people that have, you know, great businesses, millionaires and billionaires, but some real thought leaders in the space, and always sharing their thoughts with me in terms of choosing and creating a legacy, right? Over the last, you know, a few years, and I've accumulated all of these. Some of them I've implemented, some of them I've talked about in my life and in the past. But look, I'm very much in the process. I always shared this with you very openly that, you know, might not be where, you know, whatever kind of preconception I kind of came into, I might not be where I think I need to be at 30, right? But with that said, I say that with an immense amount of gratitude, with an immense amount of being able to look back and say, wow, you know, I've really been able to accomplish some things, not just from an ego perspective, but really been able to help more people. Hopefully you've gotten some value out of just me sharing some of these things along the journey. So look, I've discovered some of these key lessons along the way. There's 30 of them. We're going to go through them really, really quick. And I'm going to share some context to this. And it's not to say I'm right. It's not to say that I know better, you know, and I know some of you are going to resonate with some of it. Some of you may not, right? But I'm always interested in the discussion, you know, of this, right? Because, I mean, so many of the points talk about not just creating, you know, content, or at least one of the points talk about not just creating content, but creating context, right? So I'm interested in the discussion. So we're going to make sure to link to at least the interchangemaker.com. That's probably where I'm going to post this in terms of written form, maybe on my Facebook business page as well. So make sure to go follow that, and love to join the discussion with you over there. If some of these points resonate with you, if you have better languaging for me, if you're saying, hey, maybe, you know, think about it like this, right? Because I'm sure that there's some hidden, you know, blind blind spots as we go through this, and you might be able to hear that out. So without any more delays, let's dive right in to the 30 lessons.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. All right, let's get the show on the road. Too many things before we actually start. One, this is not in any particular order, so it's not that number one is that much more important than number 24. It's just, it just kind of came out in this way, but they're not in a priority sequence or not in a strength sequence type of order. And number two, I actually wrote about 45. And so I try to condense some of these and hopefully, not just giving out the written text, but I wanted to give some context to it. Okay, so number one, there is nothing more powerful than knowing you are choosing the people and the things in your life. There is also nothing scarier. So if that's the case, do it scared. Now, if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know I'm a big proponent of that word choose, choosing, right? Always choose a venture, right? Always choose the people, the things that you want in your life, the business model you have. When you choose, you're not a victim. You're empowered, right? You made a choice. You made a decision. You decided to go one way versus the other one. So this just kind of came out as number one, but I think it's very important. Nothing more powerful than that. And sometimes it's very scary. And so if that is the case, do it scared. Number two, being perfect doesn't work most of the time. Imperfect works better. This goes for launching new products, new episodes, new projects. You always want to improve, get feedback, and you want to move forward. That's really the key here. So many of the clients that we work with, they're so scared. They're saying, you know, I want this thing to be perfect. I want this to go exactly like this. And we all know that life doesn't work that way, you know? And, you know, I always say imperfect works better, right? Progress over perfection, you know? And the reason why we say that is not just as a kind of a cool little quote about saying, but it's because if you choose being imperfect, that is life. You know, and for all my perfectionists out there that's listening to this, just know that something can't be perfect until you get feedback on it. If you look up the definition of being perfect, it means that you've considered the feedback on it. People can't give you feedback if you don't launch things, if you don't put things out there, right? So keep that in mind, especially when you're coming to launching any type of creative project or new product in your business. I think it's ultra important. Number three, get very clear on your gifts. You do more of these every single day. Your life, your business, your relationships, your network will grow exponentially the more you operate within your gifts. Now, I think this is relatively basic, but it's always shocking to me and it's always shocking when you talk to other entrepreneurs and thought leaders that how many of us do things that it's not our gift. I'm not saying that you don't need to do any of those, but I'm saying, hey, you got to identify where you shine. And if you can operate most of the time in your gifts, I have seen the pattern of that tends to be a little better. Number four, start acknowledging people and activities that don't give you joy or that positive energy. Cut them out. Marie Kondo wrote an amazing book about, you know, cleaning out the things in your life, right? And the one of the things, one of the markers that she always uses, hey, does this shirt, does this thing, does this stuff give you joy? Okay, so you want to go through that process with material possessions, right? And you want to own things and do things that bring you joy. I think that's pretty straightforward. Number five, go until failure more often. Now, this goes for workouts. This goes in your day-to-day. This goes in how you operate. I want you to squeeze every day dry. Now, this is just my personal experience with it, is that I think we have this culture of like work-life balance, and like even like right now I'm in Europe, and like if you know anything about Europe, it's like they think or they believe it's their right to have 5-6 weeks of vacation, right? And look, I'm not trying to hate on vacation. I'm just saying for me personally, and I imagine for you as well, for someone who has a high level of ambition, for someone that has dreams, that are willing to put in the work, that wants to put in the work, that wants to get better, I'm just saying we should go to failure more often. You'd be shocked, shocked at how far you can push your body, how far you can push yourself, how much you can retain, how much you can learn. You don't know your capacity until you've broken some of those limits. And I think if you buy in to that idea of resting and work-life balance, and I'm gonna talk about that in a later point, but I just think our lives would be so much better. My life has gone so much better because I've chosen to fail more often at more things. And, there's a Chinese idiom. I can't remember the exact words right now in Mandarin, but essentially it translates into failure is the mother of success. So I think I have found more success through failing. That's just my kind of take on things. Number six, stop chasing the destinations and the results, meaning... let me read it to you. Number six, stop chasing destination and results. Start loving the process and acknowledge your journey. So, a destination would be, hey, I want to make $1 million. Okay. I want to raise $1 million. I want to have, a $10 million portfolio, right? Stop chasing. That's the result. That's the destination. That's where you end up. You got to start loving the process today. You got to acknowledge where you are today. You got to look back and say, wow, I came so far 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, 5 years ago, right? This is where I was. I'm going to acknowledge the journey. I'm going to love the process. Today is a hard day. I'm going to lean into that. I'm going to embrace that, right? Number seven, keep the beach at the beach and keep work in your office or at work. So this is something truthfully that I'm really terrible at. And my girlfriend has a tremendous amount of patience with me on this. And I'm still working on this. I don't necessarily, I know it consciously, but I find it very difficult to have that divide because my life kind of bleeds into other parts of my life. And this is just me kind of in my process, but I have heard very wise people and teachers and mentors have told me if we can keep the beach at the beach and keep work in your office, your life and people around you will find you that much more enjoyable. Still working on this though. Number eight, over communicate. People cannot read your mind, never assume that they can. This goes for employees, this goes for team members, this goes for your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner. Just over-communicate. People literally cannot assume. They if you're going to leave it to them to assume, chances are they're going to do it. They're going to assume the wrong thing. Just over-communicate. Make that a practice. I have found that that has helped me tremendously. Number nine, telling the truth is the only way. This goes for yourself, your clients, and the most important people around you. Telling the truth is not easy. It's not easy to look yourself in the eye and say, hey, I got to take responsibility of where I am today, or you got to tell people the truth of where they're at. But, if you can find really good ways of doing that, I find that that has helped me tremendously. Number 10, learn languages and new skills often. And as you pick up one or two new things that you would like to get really good at, not necessarily to be an expert, but to kind of train your mind. I know a few years ago when I was living in Asia, I was living in Shanghai, learning Mandarin felt like I was getting smarter. It felt like my brain was getting sharper. I was learning all these different idioms, different ways of how they look at it. And the way that you learn some language, you actually start figuring out more about their culture. I'm doing the same right now in l'italiano, and I'm getting my butt kicked, right? But I kind of like it, it's good. And but I'm not putting in as much effort, but I find if I could spend more time learning new skills and new languages, not just to be like some expert, I don't want to, teach languages or anything like that, but I find that it keeps your mind very sharp. Number 11, get used to being uncomfortable. The negative voice, fear, anxiety, it's going to continue for the rest of your life. Doesn't matter how successful you are, how much money you make. You have to learn how to dance with what makes you human. And, I originally learned this from Seth Godin. He says, you got to learn how to dance with the fear, learn how to dance with the negativity, because look, it's not going away. But those parts, that's what that's what makes you human. You know, that's what makes you non-android, non-robot. You know, I know some of you might want to do that. You know, I'm kind of open to that conversation. But growing anything in life, you know, whether it's a baby in you, whether it's a business, which is pretty much another baby, which is muscles, anything, it's typically there's a period where you're uncomfortable, right? Number 12, discover how you personally work through pain and overwhelm physically and mentally, and know when to push past your limits and know when your body needs rest. Now, this is something that I have worked on over the last few years, which is how do you cope with being overwhelmed with pain that's in your body? I found running for me helps, right? Because running, a lot of times I'm not like, you know, I sit a lot and like we're in offices, you know, enough. And like, you know, like I don't get to have that fitness side of my, and maybe that's just like, you know, me, but I find that I don't have that fitness side of my journey all figured out. And running, you know, it makes me discover how I deal with pain, how I push through pain, how do I push through my exact limits, right? And I think same thing in business, same thing in as an entrepreneur. How do you deal with overwhelm? You know, how do you push past where you believe you are? And how do you listen to yourself when your body needs rest? There are moments and there are periods where your body just needs rest, okay? And it's not like you're being, you know, anything if you give that body, if you give your body your rest, right? So I'll just leave that point there. Number 13, try new foods and experiences when you get a chance. Life is all about different reference points and seeing problems from various vantage points. So what that means is that if you can try new foods, you know, get some new skills, get some new experiences, it's gonna make you more well-rounded. I think it's good in business to be like a hyper niche expert, right? But life is about experiencing things. Life is about, you know, being able to show compassion for others, right? And so the more experiences, good or bad, that you can get yourself involved in, the more food that you can test out, kind of know and understand, just the more colorful I have found my life to be. And so, yeah, just want to obviously share that with you. Number 14, read nonfiction books for enjoyment. These are like business books, okay? Read nonfiction books for enjoyment the first round and read for implementation of the idea in the second round. Now, this is something I've been working on over the last few years, and I have found this to be tremendously helpful, which is when I read any type of business book. So let's say someone's like, oh, you got to go check out this book about habits, right? Or a really, really good one that I read on negotiations a little while ago, which has been really blowing up a lot more, even though it came out a few years ago, was the one by Chris Voss, right? Never Split the Difference, right? I read that. The first time I go around, I don't try to highlight things. I don't try to like, there's certain things like I highlight because now I know this process. But the first time, I kind of just listen to it for fun. Like I kind of just like go through and I'm like, wow, I'm like fascinated. I'm like curious about this idea, right? Second time I go through it, now I'm highlighting things. Now I'm highlighting stories. I'm getting the notes back to my Google Docs, right? You can download the notes, like whether you read on Kindle or on iBooks. I have found that to be tremendously valuable because now the book is a resource. It's not just some book I read. My recall is better. You know what I mean? The stories are better. I recently shared a story about me negotiating with an airline ticket person when my flight was canceled to Europe and all this good stuff. And I was able to recall an exact example in that book, actually, Chris Voss. Shout out to him twice in this episode. Yeah, I just think it works for me. I don't know if it's going to work for you. You might listen to audiobooks only. You might, you know, not read books, or you might like to have a physical copy of a book and highlight it. But I think you just got to figure out what works for you and start looking at a book as a resource, really. Number 15, don't assume everyone's way of doing something is the only way. Now, when I wrote this, what I really mean is that if everybody thinks like, oh, you have to go to school, for example, and get a 4-year degree, don't just assume that that's the only way of getting an education and getting ahead in the world, right? I think there's a great Mark Twain quote that says something along the lines of, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, that's a time to kind of reflect and to think about why you're there, right? This kind of goes into the next one, which is number 16, challenge your own beliefs and thinking constantly. You are an evolving being, right? And whatever your preconceived notions are, whatever your beliefs are, doesn't, just because you have those beliefs doesn't mean they can't change, right? Maybe you want a different result. You know, you can't live your life and say, hey, I'm like bad at math, you know, and therefore I just don't do math, right? You could live your life that way, but I have found that I challenge those beliefs. You know, am I really bad at math? Why am I bad at math? Can I get better at being at math, right? And, you know, I have to challenge myself because I'm constantly evolving as a leader, as a business owner, as someone who wants to be able to share their lives with others in a more positive way, and being a thought leader to some degree, I have to look at my own beliefs and thinking. And so I encourage you to look at, challenge your beliefs, right? Are you bad at driving? You know, are you a bad swimmer? Are you bad at lifting? Are you a runner, right? Just challenge them, because you are an evolving being, and your beliefs and thinking can evolve too. Number 17, get good sleep for you and your body. You have to understand that different people need different hours. And on the same note, drink more water than you think you need. I have found without regard, all my clients that they don't drink enough water. Most of my clients don't drink enough water, and for whatever reason, they just don't. So unless you make it kind of like a conscious effort, I go for at least 2 liters a day. And the easiest way I've found, just get a water bottle that's like a liter and chug that in the morning. And then that way you're like halfway through and you can probably do a liter throughout the day, right? That's just my high performance type thing. I think a lot of times when we get a little exhausted or a little like brain fog, it's because we either haven't slept properly, or we're not getting enough oxygen, movement, and water. So water is a big thing. So number 18, look at your identity and the actions that follow. Who are you choosing to be on the daily? Are you the extrovert, the introvert, the fitness person, the party goer, the leader? Who are you really? Now, I remember when I was working with Shannon Graham. He's been on the podcast a couple times. He wrote this amazing book called The Expanded Leader. And, you know, it's just absolutely his thinking. He's a really talented, like great coach, great thinker. And he challenged me. He says, you know, I said something along the lines of like, I thought I had a discipline issue. And he was like, well, you know, who are you? What's your identity around being a business owner? Right. And at that time, I did not look at it like a professional athlete, you know. And if you change your identity to, let's say I'm a professional athlete, that's how I look at business. Because let's be honest, business is it's a cutthroat. You got to be at your best. It kind of seems like all the time. Right. And you got to be ready to perform. You got to be ready to go. You got to get some of these basic fundamental things ready. So I challenge you to look at your identity. You know, what are the actions that you follow? You might not have a drinking problem. You might just believe that your identity is someone who drinks a lot, or you go to a lot of parties. Therefore, what are the actions that follow that, right? If you have a really healthy friend and that doesn't drink or doesn't smoke, I'm just using that as an example, they probably believe that they are just not the person that smokes. Like, I don't smoke, right? And it's like, well, why don't you smoke? Like, what can I say to get you to smoke? Probably nothing, right? Because I'm just someone, part of my identity is I do not smoke. So therefore, I don't have that action. Does that make sense, right? Hopefully that makes sense. I know it's a little bit deeper. Probably can make an entire episode just on that. And I think we have. So number 19, do more of what works, do less of what doesn't. It's as simple and it's as complicated as this. Do more of what works, do less of what doesn't. This has worked wonderfully in my business and so many other business owners as well. And hopefully it can serve you as well. But if you can remember how to do that, that would be, I think that's going to serve you very, very well. Number 20, intentionally put things in your life to trigger certain states of mind, right? So when people usually see the word trigger, it probably, in my opinion, probably has a negative connotation, meaning that like people go, oh, I don't want to get triggered, right? Or like, oh, I saw, you know, so-and-so, I got triggered into like a past memory where I got picked on and like I didn't feel very powerful, right? I learned this concept from Dan Locke, episode, let me just look up super quick. I think it was episode 24. Man, that would be so good if I can actually remember that. Yeah, it is. It is 124. You got to look up 124 on this podcast, okay? And literally the title says, Using Wealth Triggers to Become Ultra Successful. Right? To become a multimillionaire. Okay, that's what it was. The computer kind of took a few seconds to pull up there. So I'll leave the episode to kind of do the heavy lifting, but shout out to Dan Locke for teaching me that, because it's essentially the idea. Let's say you go in your office and you open your drawer and you see money. Let's just say you see money, right? This is like kind of a silly one, but he uses this one. And you see money and it triggers abundance. It triggers that you have money. You know what I mean? So using triggers in a really good way and reminding you of the person that you need to be. So 21, remind yourself of who and why you do what you do on the daily. Okay. Make this part of your morning routine. Prime yourself for the day. What I have found, which has worked really well, is writing a really great kind of epic vision of who I am and what I want, you know, the type of life I'm living and the type of, like, not just like some airy fairy stuff, but like things that are like that are actually happening and things that are like just a little out of my reach. You know what I mean? Just like a little, like I'm on the way there, you know? I found that every morning reading that, priming myself for that, that I'm this type of person, that like I'm a person that is charismatic and confident and someone who cares and someone who values you know, their clients, that serves, right? Just like things like that. It primes you ready for the day, and people can kind of hear that in your tone. On the same note, you want to practice gratitude daily, you know, as in feel the abundance that's in your life. Feel everything that's going on in your life and sit in that. I have found that to be quite powerful as well. Number 22, get real results for clients. And that's one of the best forms of marketing I have found. Focus less on vanity metrics and focus more on serving. I think that's pretty straightforward, but you know, if you could do that, try to focus less on like, hey, my Instagram following is like so-and-so. Focus on actually getting results for people. That typically speaks a lot more volume to who you are and your business. 23, learn to listen. You might just learn something new. On the same note, you get really good at asking great questions. People will tell you the truth if they know that you actually care and that you're actually listening. So this is something that I had to learn and I'm still working on, you know, because I'm a great speaker. Like, I know I'm a great speaker and I'm a great communicator, but being a great speaker does not make you a great podcaster. Being a great speaker does not necessarily make you a great coach or a great consultant. Being a great listener does, you know, or even listening, coming into sales, persuasion, and even influencing your team. You have to be a really great listener, I have found. Number 24, listen to your gut more. On the note of listening, right? Listening to your gut more, it has a weird way of knowing before you do. That's just been my experience. Yours might be different. Love to hear it. But yeah, your gut, intuition. You can hear that a lot more if you're quiet, I have found. Number 25, never take advice, especially from the internet and articles like this and episodes like this, as blanket advice. You know, take what you need, leave what doesn't serve you, but be open-minded. I have found that people give a lot of advice, right? And sometimes you have to test it out. You have to kind of test it out, you know? So like whatever I said earlier about wealth triggers, right? You got to figure out what works for you. You know what I mean? It's you got to challenge your thinking. Remember, that was a certain one. But you got to be open-minded at the same time. Number 26, got to let go, have fun, be more playful, go crazy more often. Go crazy! Woo! Go crazy! It's always a bit weird. Like, I'm recording this by myself in a room and I'm like yelling, you know, in the microphone. But seriously, like, you got to have more fun. You got to have more joy. You got to be more spontaneous. You got to like let go, right? I think sometimes we have these preconceived notions. This is something I'm working on, honestly. This is something that I know I probably seem like a really fun kind of goal, you know, fun like person, but like, you know, there's a lot of stress that comes with like choosing your life, designing, you know, where it is that you want to be and doing it and serving your clients and running this podcast agency and like having team members, having like freelancers and like, you know what I mean? Like there's like ups and downs and like there's cash flow issues, there's hiring issues, there's life problems, you know, like your parents have a certain preconceived notion of you and this person and like whatever, like it's just life. All right. So you got to let go. You got to have fun. You got to be more playful. Go crazy more often. Number 27, never just create content to create content. Document, create context for your audience instead. Create content like this, right? Where you're just sharing. I'm just sharing. You know, even if no one listens, even if one person listens, even if it's just a recording, like, don't you want to have a recording of like, hey, I was 30 years old and this is like what I was thinking, or I was however old you are, this is what I was thinking. You know what I mean? I just look at it like that. You got to create context though. You know, if you just create content and you're like, hey, this is what I know, this is like the five steps to do ABC, I have found like that it's not as strong anymore. Just because the world's drowning in that, right? So, hey, these are the five steps to do this. This is how I would do number one. This is how I would do number two, right? Context. You know what I'm saying? 28, we're almost there. Last three, go for your dreams. In pursuit of them, you will discover so much about yourself, about others, that the journey will be unforgettable. You know, you got to have the courage to see it through. And, you know, this is hard, you know, pursuing your dreams, like going after them, it's so difficult. I could do an entire episode, if you guys want, on how difficult it is, how really difficult it is. The internal struggle, you know, the what it actually costs to, you know, create passive income and live the life you want. Like, it is hard, okay? Like, it's difficult. And there's reasons why people don't do it. And even when you have the blueprint, even when you know what works, even if you have something that works, there's still things that happen that are beyond your control, you know? But here's the beauty of it is that this process, it's like the most beautiful personal development process you've ever gone through in your life. You know, you're going to discover who you are, what you're really great at, so you can lean into your gifts, right? And at the end of your life, at the end of my life, I don't know how you're going to feel, but at the end of my life, I'm going to know that I left it all out there. You know, that I went for it. I had the courage to go for it, to choose that for myself, right? I think it's just powerful. So go for your dreams. And don't underestimate how hard it is. It's so hard. It's more hard than whenever you think it is. 29, you're not as good as what everyone says. You're also not as bad as you think either. Keep your ego in check and focus on the best you can be. This is something that, you know, when times are good, don't let, you know, your ego think like you're just like the absolute best thing since sliced bread. I know you might want to think that, and it's good to think that on some level, but You're probably not as good as you think you are, but you're also not as bad as we all kind of criticize and hold ourselves to some crazy, crazy standard, right? That's not it either. So keep your ego in check and focus on becoming the best version of you. That's what you can control. And number 30, give thanks to your mentors, your coaches, people in your life, your listeners, your audience more often. I bet you're a bit like me where you don't do this enough. And you don't acknowledge yourself. You don't thank yourself, you know? And acknowledging them, helping you on the journey is an amazing way to build on top of the relationship that you want to build, whether it's with yourself, the people in your life, and the coaches, the mentors. And it also lets them know that you are a massive action taker, that you are not just someone who consumes content and that's like it. You know what I mean? You are someone who goes for it. So with all that said, those are the 30 lessons at 30. This was a touch longer than I had initially hoped for, but I guess we're coming up on that 30-minute mark of this entire recording, and 30 lessons in 30 minutes. Maybe that's what I should call it. Anyways, love to hear from you what resonated with you. Love to know, you know, what made great sense. If you want to make a audio message and get featured on the podcast, all you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com, and there's going to be a little blue little sidebar once you get on the website, and it says ask Jay a question on the podcast. Love for you to click on that, and as long as you have any, you're on any device that has a microphone, you don't need to go buy a microphone. It'll just start recording from whichever device microphone you're on. Chances are it's good enough. You can give me some feedback on this episode. You could say, hey, number 14, totally disagree. Number 18, love it, right? Or you can just kind of keep your comments to yourself. But I have found, once again, the whole content context thing, more context, the more we can get involved, the more we can kind of throw behind these things, the better. And so I'll leave things at that. I appreciate you so, so much for being patient with me joining me on the journey. I have so much to share with you because over the last few months, we've been working with some amazing thought leaders. Our agency is doing wonders. So if you are somebody who's looking to launch a top 100 podcast, but also being able to amplify the back end of it, meaning the leads, the brand, being able to help you monetize it, get in touch with me. You could email me at jay@thejaywong.com and we can have a quick chat about whether my team and I could be able to support you in doing so. So can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Until then, be well, my friends. We'll talk to you very soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.